We need to point out the objective evidence without putting any kind of hearts or minds or egos aside, and just look at the impact having a service would have in Letterkenny itself. Not having it here means that we would not be able to recruit surgeons. Not having surgeons in Letterkenny would mean we'd essentially not be able to run an emergency department, not be able to run a maternity service. So people who in Donegal already have to travel long times would be forced to be displaced and forced to travel to hospitals like Sligo, which would cause an inevitable overcrowding and a Limerick-style situation to occur in Sligo as well. All we wanted to do is to give the minister the correct data, the objective data regarding population, regarding demographics, regarding activity, regarding our population's needs, and it's up to her to make the final decision, just looking at a balanced and objective in an objective way. We just felt that the argument, you know, to place it in Sligo was a little flawed when you look at the objective evidence, so we just needed to present that to her. Ideally, we get a hub in both, because I think both populations require a hub and require infrastructural support. I'm not denying that. However, I imagine that at the end of the day, it's up to the minister to see how she sees fit and sees how the services run. Donegal is too big an isolated county in population. We're 93% bordered by Northern Ireland. We have no place to place these patients. We're the second busiest Model 3 hospital in Ireland. We're the fifth busiest model when you can put us all amongst all the 29 hospitals. So we just need to keep that in mind when we are delivering services here. And we were fearful that if we were being overlooked for kind of theatre capacity, which we desperately need in order to recruit surgeons, that we would end up in a situation that we would be failing as a hospital. We'd be downgrading our services. And nobody wants a patient to die prematurely because they didn't get their emergency operation for simple conditions like appendicitis and gallbladder problems. We want to make sure that our population get equitable access to healthcare and timely access to healthcare. It's not a tit for tat. It's pretty much just an equitable healthcare requirement for the people in Donegal. That's all we're advocating for at the end of the day.
And finally, is there a growing argument here, Dr. Anya? Do you feel that perhaps there could be a sound argument made for surgical hubs in both Letterkenny and Sligo?
Absolutely. I absolutely agree with that. I think the demographic in Sligo and their surrounding counties do require surgical infrastructure investment. Absolutely. And it's a thriving population. It's a large population, but so too to the people in Donegal. And it's a very, very large county with a much larger population. And because of its level, the level of deprivation in Donegal, we have worse healthcare outcomes, more advanced cancers. So patients here will suffer if they don't get immediate infrastructural support with theatre access and surgical support here in Letterkenny. I fear that the health outcomes would be worse and the impact on a population would be worse if a hub wasn't placed in Donegal, due to the fact that the patients would be forced to travel over 4-hour round trips to Sligo. Compared to Sligo, if a hub wasn't placed in Sligo, patients could easily travel to Letterkenny within 90 minutes, but also Galway too. Let's not forget, Galway is actually having a hub built as we speak. And I can't see why not. My patients in Sligo can't use that service, because it would service that area within 120 kilometres as per the RCSI guidance. And Limerick has its own, will have its own hub too in a few years' time. So I think, you know, it's all pointing that, you know, the hub, if a hub was placed in Donegal and Sligo, you could still populate and serve the region very adequately without any impact on the services and impact on the population as we speak.